good to be back.
You are listening to 89.1 Grace FM. Welcome to a replay of our Sunday, July 24th church service. We hope you enjoy the message from Pastor David Ripley and the music from our worship team.
We just need to remember all those in the community that are struggling with sickness. There are quite a few. So let's just remember those in the community that need prayer for struggling with various sicknesses. It's good to be in this house this morning. Amen?
Amen.
It's good to praise the Lord at all times.
Amen.
Not just in this house, but every single day. Hallelujah. Psalm 100 says, "Shout for joy, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs." Can you be joyful this morning, church?
Amen.
Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are the people, the sheep of his pasture. And what does Russ always say? "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me." He says that every time. And it's such an awesome reminder, because we are the sheep of his pasture. Amen? "Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues throughout all generations." Praise God. I want to welcome Barb Knudsen this morning. She's here in the back. Thank you for being here. And I want to welcome all those that are here for the first time. Welcome. We're so happy that you're joining us. We just want to remember Donald. We're hoping to see him this morning, but he'll get here. He'll get here. And also, of course, remember Mel. Pastor and Gary were able to visit him, and he gained, what, 1 pound? 1.5 pounds. Amen. Amen. Psalm 96:9 says, "Worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth, because he is the mighty God."
But the way of the...
We are his people, and he is worthy of all glory, honor, and praise. Let's pray together. Let's stand. Glorious Heavenly Father, we bless you. We thank you that you called us to be your people. We thank you that you called us today, in this very moment, to worship you in spirit and in truth. And we bless you and we say, "You are great. Who is like the Lord? There is none." We bow our hearts before you and we say, "Enter your courts, Lord God. Enter your sanctuary." We thank you, Lord God. We thank you that your spirit is within us. And we have all things in common as the people of God, and we can come together and worship you in unity. And we bless you and we praise you this morning in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Well, may as well stay standing. Let's praise the Lord this morning. We'll start with an old hymn by Albert Brumley, "He Set Me Free." "Once like a bird in prison I dwelt, no freedom from my sorrow I felt. But Jesus came and listened to me. Glory to God, he set me free. He set me free, he set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus, to see. Glory to God, he set me free. Now I am climbing higher each day. Darkness and night has drifted away. My feet are planted on higher ground. Glory to God, I'm homeward bound. He set me free, he set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus, to see. Glory to God, he set me free. Good by to sin and things that confound. Not of this world shall turn me around. Daily I'm praying, I'm working to glory to God. I'm going through. He set me free. He set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. Glory to God. He set me free. He set me free. He set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. Glory to God. He set me free. Glory to God. He set me free. Oh, we praise you, Lord, this morning. Thank you for this beautiful sunny day. Just any day now, His face I'll see. Each time I stop and take the time to look around me, I see the signs of His appearing everywhere.
Change and you're down in the valley.
rock of faith when we're up on the mountain. The talk comes easy when life's at its best. But in the valley of trials and temptation, faith is really put to the test, and the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right, and the God in the good times is still God in the bad times. The God of the day is still God of the night. And the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go problem too big, God cannot solve it. There is no mountain too tall, He cannot move it. There is no storm too dark, God cannot calm it. There is no sorrow too deep, He cannot soothe it. If He carried the weight of the world upon His shoulders, I know, my brother, that He will carry you. On His shoulders, I know, my sister, that He will carry you. There is no problem too big, God cannot solve it. There is no mountain too tall, He cannot move it. There is no storm too dark, God cannot calm it. There is no sorrow too deep, He cannot soothe it. If He upon His shoulders, I know, my brother, that He will carry you. If He carried the weight of the world upon His shoulders, I know, my sister, that he will carry you. If he carried the weight of the world upon his shoulders, I know, my brother, that he will carry you. Upon his shoulders, I know, my sister, that he will carry you. I know, my sister, that he will carry you. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Oh, the old rugged cross, so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. In the old rugged cross, stained with blood so divine, a wondrous beauty I see. And as on that old cross Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me, so I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a the old rugged cross, I will ever be true its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Yes, I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday.
Amen. You may be seated this morning. Praise the Lord. How many are glad to be in church? That's good. That's very good. Just want to remind you of a few announcements. There is a tithes and offering box available for donations as you enter the sanctuary. This Tuesday, July the 19th, is This and That. And we have a special broadcast live from Yak, B.C. It's going to be live from Yak, B.C. How many know where Yak is? Well, this is going to be a live broadcast from Yak, B.C. And what's the name of that ice cream place? What? The date is wrong. Yeah, it should be the... I think the... Let me check my... I don't know. I think it's already past that date. Or maybe we're back in the future. So that should be the 26th, I believe. So we'll correct that for next week. Which doesn't make any difference, does it? Come on, some of you got to laugh this morning. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Oh, no, they corrected it. These guys are swift up there in the booth. Can't get anything by them. They're ahead of the game. So I noticed I don't see the people from Yak this morning.
They're not well.
Oh, they're not well. No. Is that because of what we had last week? No, we didn't have it last week, did we? It's this week coming up. Okay, I'm going to get through this morning. I'm going to get through this. Okay, they're not well. It's not because we had any event out there. Just pray for them. Okay, thank you very much. So that is Tuesday at 7 p.m. That'll be rebroadcast Thursday at 7 p.m. This Thursday, next Thursday, July the 28th, okay, that's correct, right? We are going to be having a small group Bible study from River's Edge Ranch RV Park in Yak. Okay, so I'm inviting you to come to Yak on Thursday, the 28th of July, for an outdoor small group Bible study. And I don't know if we have a picture. Do we have a picture of the... I don't know if we had that picture set up or not. But ask Gary for directions. Gary, lift your hand. I think you know where that is. So if you're interested, we invite you to come this Thursday, 6:30 p.m. at River's Edge Ranch RV Park. Look for Jessica's van. Okay, how many know Jessica's van? Okay, it says Jessica on the side of it. You can't miss it. So keep that in mind for this Thursday. We're going to get through these announcements one way or the other. Saturday, 8 a.m., men's prayer meeting at Gary's shop. And today, after church, light refreshments in the lower auditorium. Please keep that in mind. We have these new radios that we are making available to the congregation. If you want one, please let me know. They're $30 each. And you can just come and talk to me after the service. Please keep that in mind. Also, there's a pastor's council meeting Saturday at 10:30 a.m. So keep that in mind. I think Debbie has an announcement. She's going to come with an announcement. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor. I was ready to throw the towel in, you know. Raise the right flag. And I'm going to tell you why. Because life isn't always rosy. Discouragement and defeat can set in. And then we feel like we're in the valley, like we've been singing. It's like the Israels. They were discouraged and they said, send us back to Egypt. But that was not God's way. And I thought, now is the time to see what the Lord has in mind. Do I go ahead with the tea party?
Go ahead with it.
Well, I wasn't sure. I had to ask the Lord. So as I was watering the garden, the Lord reminded me of something. What is the fundraiser for? Ooh. You know what it's for? Uh-huh. It's for the new pregnancy care center. And I thought, does that make sense now? Why the white flag and throw the towel in? I realized I was not to do that. I've got to be strong and be brave. Amen. And carry on. Because we're going to have to get through this. So, yes, in the desert, the Lord sends a rose. And I knew I was to go ahead with the Desert Garden Palace Garden tea for ladies. Does that make sense? So I am inviting the newcomers to a meet and greet, ladies' garden tea. And I thought it was a good time for all of us to get to know each other over tea. So it'll be, is that up there? Yay. So it'll be Saturday, August 6th at 11:30. Tickets are $5, and I already told you what we're supporting. And I'm going to say the desert has changed into the garden of the Lord. So come and be refreshed at the King's table.
Amen. Amen. God is strengthening her to go forward. I just have a little special announcement to make, and that is those who know my daughter Michelle Ripley, her and Ryan are expecting their first child, and it's going to be a girl. And there they are with their cake. And how many remember Michelle? I know some of that are new may not remember her, but she's going to be expecting her first child sometime in December, early part of December. And Savannah Ann Myers is the name. So we thank the Lord for that. We're going to give you a chance to move around and greet some people this morning. Let's stand. Let's move around. Let's greet someone today.
Yeah.
There's a storm on the horizon. Walk me through as I face the fear and danger. Walk me through when the darkness hovers near and I don't. Walk me through. Walk me through. Walk me through. Give me grace to keep my eyes on you. Be my comfort, be my guide. Shelter me from rising tides. I'm depending, Lord, on you to walk me through. There'll be winds of pain and sadness. Walk me through. When all hope has turned to sorrow, walk me through. When I grow too weak to stand and I lose sight of the truth, carry me, O faithful Father, walk me through. Walk me through, walk me through. Give me grace to keep my eyes on you. Be my comfort, be my guide, shelter me from rising tides. I'm depending, Lord, on you to walk me through. Walk me through. Walk me through. Give me grace to keep my eyes on you. Rising tides, I'm depending, Lord, on you to walk me through and walk me through. Walk me through. Give me grace to keep my eyes on you. Rising tides, I'm depending, Lord, on you to walk me through. Yes, be my comfort, be my guide, shelter me from rising tides. I'm depending, Lord, on you to walk me through.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, musicians. If you have your Bibles this morning, I'd like you to go to Proverbs chapter 12, verse 18. And I want to continue on in this series of messages on the power of an encouraging word. I think all of us at times need to be encouraged. There are seasons of life where we need constant encouragement. It's so easy to slip back, to turn back, to drift away. And that's why even the Bible says, as we get closer to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, we need to be encouraging each other more and more and more. Not just meeting together, but encouraging each other. Hallelujah. And I want to ask you this morning, when was the last time that you encourage someone else? When was the last time that you picked up your phone, called someone, and encouraged them? You know, you may not know what everyone is going through, but some people are going through the fire.
Yes, they are.
They're going through the deep water. They're facing difficulties, things that they've never encountered before in their entire life. And that word coming from you can cause them to press on, to press forward, to not give up on God. And friends, any one of us, someone said to me one time, I never get discouraged. To me, that was discouraging. How can somebody say that they never get discouraged? Doesn't matter how strong a believer you are, there are going to be situations and circumstances that are going to try to bring you down. And that's why we need to address this issue this morning. The topic of encouraging each other. Stepping out of our comfort zone with a word that's going to build someone up, with a word that's going to strengthen them in their time of difficulty. And friends, I'm not here to scare anyone, but the idea is we don't know what tomorrow holds. We don't know what tomorrow holds. I remember getting the call that my sister-in-law had been in a car accident and her life was taken like that. And you see Jessica here in the wheelchair, she's a result of that accident. Everything can be flowing smoothly, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, something can happen, and we can get down, we can be attacked, we can be oppressed, so we need each other to come alongside, hallelujah, with an encouraging word. Father, I just thank you for your word this morning. And I pray as we go through these scriptures that you will challenge us right where we are, that you will speak directly to us, that you will challenge us where we know we need to grow. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Verse 18 of Proverbs chapter 12. There is one. Hopefully there's only one. Who speaks like the piercings of a sword. I don't know if you've ever been around someone like that. The things that come from them are cutting words. But the tongue of the wise promotes health. The New Living Translation says, brings healing. And friends, I think all of us have experienced hurt and disappointment in our lives. Some of us have even been wounded. You know, it's funny about being wounded. Because people react to wounds in various ways. But when things happen and difficulties emerge, and things are said to us and done to us, sometimes we get wounded and we need words of encouragement to bring healing in the name of Jesus. Amen. I think every person in this room, if they're honest with themselves today, has experienced hurt in some form. And sometimes it comes from people that you trust the most. Jesus said, the wounds that I have in my hands have come in the house of my friends. Some people run away. They isolate themselves when they're wounded. That's the worst thing you can do. Because the body is meant as an instrument of the Holy Spirit to bring healing and reconstruction to that wound in the name of Jesus. Amen. Not just to cover it up, but to fully heal it in the name of Jesus. The tongue, notice it says here, the tongue of the wise. The person that knows just what to say in a given situation and circumstance that's going to turn the tide on the devil and bring healing to a wounded soul in Jesus' name. You know why we get angry sometimes? It's not because of injustice. It's because of a wound that has not been healed. And some things go back years and years and years, and they've not fully recovered. But today is a day of restoration. Hallelujah. Today is a day of healing that comes through the ministry of encouragement, the Word of God. Hallelujah. Spoken. You see, we don't just read the Word for knowledge. We don't just read the Word to get closer to God. Last night I was meditating on Psalm 139. I'm going through the Psalms right now. And you know, that Psalm hit me hard. That God knows the words before they even come out of our mouth. That God saw us in the womb before we were even born. Yes. God knows our comings and our goings. He knows everything about us. That word can bring healing and restoration. So we're not reading the word just for ourselves. We're reading it as a deposit. So when that time comes, God brings out of the reservoir of what we have planted and read and studied and helps and ministers to somebody else. Proverbs chapter 15. How many read a proverb every day? There's 31. I do. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 4. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life. The New Century Version says, healing words give life. You would be surprised at what that word that proceeds from your spirit that has been planted, meditated upon, and grafted into you as you let it go forth to your brother and sister in Christ is going to touch them and heal them, and from there is going to spread life. A wholesome tongue. A healing tongue is a tree of life. It begins with a seed that's planted, and it begins to bear fruit. It grows. It develops. It begins to minister. You know, I'm amazed at how the word of God does not return unto him void, but accomplishes the task for which it was sent in the name of Jesus. Amen. So much of the world is centered around psychology. But the thing that really heals us is his word. The Bible says, and he sent forth his word and it healed them. When's the last time that you sat down with someone and out from your spirit poured God's word and it ministered to the person that was receiving it in the name of Jesus? That's what God has called us to do, friends. In this hour, in this situation, in this circumstance, where we don't know what tomorrow holds, we don't know what next month holds. That word coming forth from your spirit that you have meditated upon and studied, and it's become part of you as it flows out of you and touches somebody else. Hallelujah. That's what it's all about, folks. But perverseness in it breaks the spirit. Lying. Dishonest tongue. A tongue that's not in line with God's word. A corrupted tongue. A callous, hardened tongue that's unwilling to submit to the will of God is not what God is looking for in this hour. The Pope is coming. He's here. Maybe a word of reconciliation. But ultimately, what's going to bring healing is not the words of man, but the word that comes from the very mouth of God. Come on, somebody. Look over at Proverbs chapter 15, verse 23. same chapter. A man has joy by the answer of his mouth. You know, when you have been involved in encouraging someone else, it brings joy to your heart. When you know that you have spoken in accordance with what God says and what is His heart, and you let it flow like a mighty river, it brings joy to your heart. You say, I'm too down to just encourage somebody else. You know what? I said it last week and I'm going to say it again. Even if you're discouraged, you can encourage someone else. Because when you refresh someone else, you get refreshed. When you bless somebody else, you get blessed. Are you hearing me this morning? When you reach out from your pain and minister to somebody else, the Holy Spirit comes and touches you. Hallelujah. Come on, glory to God. That's what the Bible teaches. And a word spoken in due season, how good it is. Friends, I don't like just to read books about the Bible. I love to read the Bible. That's my primary source of reading, is the Word of God. Hallelujah. I read an Old Testament book, and then I go to a New Testament book, and then I go back to an Old Testament book, and I keep reading through the Word of God, and keep meditating on the Word of God, and studying the Word of God, and let it speak to me, so that when it speaks to me, I can speak to somebody else. Because you of your flesh have nothing to say. A word spoken in due season, at just the right time. Are you hearing me this morning? At just the right time, in the right season, you speak a word to somebody, hallelujah, and they say back to you, I need it to hear that. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. I needed to hear that.
Good medicine.
You know, even pastors get discouraged. Not me, of course, but other pastors. That's discouraging. And people have come to me in that season with a word of encouragement at just the right time, a word in season that sprouted joy in my heart. Hallelujah. Love began to flow like a mighty river. It loosed something inside of me.
The weather for tomorrow is 31 Celsius with a light breeze.
It's not about the weather. You can start with the weather. But at some point, you've got to move the conversation to Christ. You've got to move the conversation to God. You've got to move the conversation to His Word.
A word, notice what it says here, spoken. You ever heard that terminology, I've got good thoughts for you? Sometimes politicians say that. We're sending good thoughts. No, the Bible says a word spoken.
to someone in their time of need, in their time of difficulty, in their pain. That word is what is going to bring relief to them. As they put their faith in God and in His Word. How good it is. How good it is. So when you're studying God's Word, and you're reading it, and God deposits something within you to help you and to strengthen you, remember this. There may come an opportunity that very day to take what has been deposited in you and release it to somebody else. I want to look at an interesting verse this morning, and it's found in 1 Peter chapter 4. And to bring context to this verse, I'm going to read a few previous verses. I don't know if this first verse will relate to anything we're going through right now, but it says, "The end of all things is at hand." "Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers. And above all things, have fervent love for one another. For love will cover a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling." Oh, I don't want to have them over tonight. Got my favorite show that I want to watch. "As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God." And every time I read verse 11, I'm confounded. Because it says, if anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. Another translation says, the utterances of God. The very words of God. And you know, when I read this, I think about how important it is to stay close to the Lord and to be in His Word constantly. You know those little devotionals that are in the front? You pick one up and there's a little verse and you read the little commentary and there's a little prayer at the end. That's not enough. That's just getting the pump oiled. God wants us to go deeper. Hallelujah. God wants us to go into His Word deeper in the name of Jesus. That we would speak as the very oracles of God. His Word flowing out of our spirit in the name of Jesus. You say, I can't memorize the Bible. How many know that we have the Holy Spirit to bring things to remembrance for us in the name of Jesus? Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. He lives within us. And even as we're ministering to unbelievers, we can still use the Word of God in season that they need to hear for such a time as this.
That's right.
If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. One last verse this morning. I want to go to John chapter 6, verse 63. Something that Jesus said. And I want to close with this morning. And I want to ask, when was the last time you encouraged somebody? Not just the people in your own house, like your wife or your son or your daughter or your grandmother or your uncle or your aunt, whoever's living with you. But when's the last time that you felt called to really minister to someone and encourage them and build them up? You say, I don't even know what to say. God will give you the words to speak. God will take of the resources that you have planted in your own heart through the study of God's Word. The Holy Spirit will take of those resources in that moment of time and release them to somebody else. You know, I have been discouraged this past week because I can't go and see my daughter because I'm not vaccinated. And two times I have tried to cross the border and I got the same guard. And I remember what he said to me the last time. He said, just turn around and go back to Canada. And let me tell you, it's hurtful. It's difficult. But when someone comes with a word of encouragement in season, it strengthens me and causes me to lean more upon the Lord in this hour. Hallelujah. And that's what we need to do. Jesus speaking here in a difficult time, where he was teaching that you need to eat my flesh and drink my blood. He was talking about union with Christ, being part of him. And the Bible says many of his disciples turned back. They didn't want to follow him anymore. But notice what Jesus says in the midst of all this. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. Can you believe that this morning? The flesh profits nothing. I think that would be something good to state every morning. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. And friends, God has called us to do the same thing. To speak his word that is spirit and is life. Hallelujah. How many know there's life in the word? There's life in the word. Can somebody say amen this morning? There's life in the words. I don't know where you are or what's happening to you personally. I don't know what kind of pain you may be feeling today. Or what disappointments have come your way. or what trials you may be in, for this is a time of testing. God is purifying His people.
Yes, He is.
And as we go through these times, we need to be encouraging each other in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. This is not the time to discourage. This is the time to encourage, to build each other up. Hallelujah. With God's precious words. Pastor Raff preached, and I bring it up often, a message not too long ago on koinonia. That fellowship that we have one with another.
Yeah.
Spending time together in each other's presence.
Right.
It's not just to make us feel good. It's not just to develop friendships. It's not just so the body and all the gifts can operate. No, it's the opportunity to encourage each other. To take of the resources that God has so graciously given to us through His Word and pour it out to somebody else.
You say, well, I don't know if they want to hear it. God has made you the messenger in that season of life where that person needs to hear it in the name of Jesus. I want to encourage you this morning to begin to see the ministry of encouragement as an opportunity to let Christ flow from us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And all the young ones that are growing up in the body of Christ need to hear the Word of God. Hallelujah. Because all they're hearing in the school system today is the opposite of God's Word. We as believers who are mature in the Lord need to be pouring in the Word of God to our young ones in the name of Jesus Christ. This is that opportunity that we have. That opportunity, that door that is opened up to us to let God speak through us in the name of Jesus. Will you bow your heads this morning? Father, I just thank You today that You have a plan and a purpose for each and every one of us. You have a ministry for each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. And for all of us this morning, God has called us to encourage each other. To let the Word of God flow from us to others. I think, Lord, people have gotten enough of the piercings of the sword. They need the healing hand of the Word to rest upon their situation and circumstance. In the name of Jesus. And I don't know exactly what you may be going through this morning. But even through this word, God wants to encourage you not to give up. Not to turn back, but to press on. To press through. To let the Holy Spirit have His unhindered way in your life. I pray this morning that God will bring people across your path to speak forth an encouraging word, a word in season,
a word that will bring health and healing to your spirit. In the name of Jesus. Father, I just pray right now that you would just touch every single person in this house today. You will minister to them. In Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we're looking to you today. Our eyes are fixed on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. That work would be done in each and every one of us. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you the praise and the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand this morning. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit, I need thee. Let's just sing one song before we move to a time of fellowship. There is a river there. That's perfect.
There is a river that flows from deep within. There is a fountain that frees the soul from sin.
Come to this water, there is a vast supply. There is a river that never shall run dry.
One more time. Father, I just pray as we begin to move out of the auditorium, as we go downstairs to fellowship, I just pray, Lord, a blessing on our time together, as we spend time together. Lord, strengthen us, minister to us, encourage us today. And I'm going to ask it in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Amen. God bless you this morning.
Thank you for listening to a replay of our Sunday church service. Blessings over your day.